You do not have a power problem. God is your power.
Dr. Tony Evans says all the energy we could ever need is close enough to touch. Yet so many of us never do.
There's got to be a connection in order to experience the power.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. As the old saying goes, how much you get of God depends on how much He has of you. Well, Dr. Evans builds on that idea today as he brings us a lesson drawn from Ephesians chapter 3. Let's join him.
If you want to get more of God, your capacity must be expanded. Your ability to take in more must be expanded. Far too many of us are content with our spiritual level. And once you become satisfied, once you don't want to grow anymore, develop anymore, go deeper anymore, it doesn't take much to satisfy you. Spiritual capacity is dependent upon spiritual intimacy. And that will determine spiritual power. The weak, defeated, powerless believer has a capacity problem. And that is because he has an intimacy problem. So you can't fix the lack of power by going power hunting. You have people who go from one power experience to another, one power service to another, one power convention to another. They are looking for power. You don't get power by looking for it. You get power by increasing capacity, and that is dependent upon increasing intimacy. Paul begins by saying, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father," verse 14, "from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name." Because first of all, he wants to pray on behalf of the church at Ephesus for increased spiritual capacity. We know this because he says in verse 16, "I want God to grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in the inner man." He prays that they might experience more of God, which he calls the riches of his glory. The wealth involved in what it means to be a son or daughter of God, that you will be strengthened with power in the inner man. Now, this is very important because he lets us know that this expanded capacity comes from the inside out. He says it's through the Spirit in the inner man. That is, it does not come from the outside in. The problem is capacity. God wants us to expand our capacity from the inner man, he says. How do you do that? Well, verses 17 to 19, he tells us it's through spiritual intimacy. He says, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." That word "dwell" means to be at home. He's already living in their lives. These are Christians. These are the Father's children. No, he means so that God can be at home. To dwell means to be at home. Christ wants access. That's why the spiritual person isn't the one who sees no wrong in their life. The spiritual person is the person who's so close to God, God is free to show it and reveal it, that he might dwell in your hearts. That's intimacy, because you only allow people you want to be up close and personal to do that. Being rooted and grounded in love, because what? It's relational, not merely academic. It's not merely throwing out Bible verses. It's being rooted and grounded in a relationship that you will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. He says to know what cannot be known. Christ's love for you, the love he wants you to have for him, is beyond comprehension. You cannot comprehend how much Christ loves you unless you get close enough to know the love of Christ. Why? That you may be filled with the fullness of God. That's capacity. He says, I'm praying for more capacity, which is predicated on intimacy, that you might experience the capacity. You say, I wish I had more power. Well, then you need more capacity. I wish I had more capacity. Well, then you need more intimacy, because intimacy controls capacity and capacity controls power. Last year, my sprinkler system wasn't working properly. So I called the sprinkler guy over to check my box. I had a power problem. It wasn't producing. Grass getting dry and brown in the Texas heat because my sprinkler lost power. Something's wrong with my power. Sprinkler man came over and looked at my sprinkler box and said, "You don't have a power problem." I said, "But it's not working." He said, "Well, it's not working, but that's not the reason why." Then the sprinkler man started messing up my yard. Because he started digging up, tracking a line and started digging up, going on the inside. And when he went down deep enough in my yard, long enough, when he made himself at home in my yard, I called him to fix my box. He started digging up my grass. He said, "Here's your problem." And he showed me where one of my lines were disconnected. My power box was fine. I had an intimacy problem on the front end. There was no connection. Because there was no intimacy between the wires they weren't touching, there was no power coming out the box. Not because I had a power problem, but because I had an intimacy problem that affected my experience of the power that was okay. You do not have a power problem. God is your power. But to get the power of God to where you are requires the wires touching. There's got to be a connection in order to experience the power. And so he pulls it together now in the verse everybody wants to get to. Verse 20. It's okay to love verse 20. It's okay to make it one of the great memory verses of your Christian life as long as you understand verse 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Now to him. It's one of the great doxologies, one of the great praise statements in the scripture. Now to him who is able. First of all, we discover in this verse that God's power is personal to him. Not to it, not to a thing, it's to a person. And that is why relationship is the key, because you're dealing with a person. So God's power is personal. Secondly, God's power is potent. Who is able? Jesus said, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Now granted, his power is always subject to his will. But God does not have an ability problem. I did a little search of some of the things the Bible says God is able, using the word able, to do. The blind man saw Jesus come along one day in Matthew 9, and he asked Jesus, he says, "Are you able to heal me?" Jesus says, "I'm able." He's able to heal. Hebrews 7:25 says, he is able to save to the uttermost. He's able to take the most decrepit, the most wicked. I was just scanning my TV last night and I just saw the end part of Schindler's List. You don't get more evil than Adolf Hitler. That's probably, maybe Antiochus Epiphanes was maybe a good rival way back when. But you know, in terms of the 20th century, that is as evil as you get. Adolf Hitler, 6 million Jews exterminated. Now I'm getting ready to make a not a popular statement, but you have to understand where I'm going with this. And that is this. If Adolf Hitler at the end of World War II would have gotten on his knees and says, "I am a sinner. I believe that the death of Jesus Christ is my only hope for the forgiveness of sins. And I place my life in his hands alone for my eternal salvation." God's grace is so great that even Adolf Hitler would have been saved. Now, I know a lot of people are glad he never prayed that prayer. Because in our justice, he deserves exactly what he gets. And that is eternal damnation. But Hebrews 7:25 says, God will save to the uttermost, to the most decrepit person, because he's able. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 says, God is able to supply all grace to his children in every situation so that they have more than enough to face any situation that pops up in their lives. He says God is able to supply to you from his throne grace. What does that mean? God is able to give you what you need to keep going. Paul says he's able. Nebuchadnezzar asked Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if I put you in this fiery furnace, who shall deliver you? Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego looked at Nebuchadnezzar and said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from your fiery furnace. Now, that's as bad as you get, a fiery situation by a federal government. And he says, our God is able. I don't know what your situation is. I know he's able. Cyrus asked Daniel in chapter 6, when Daniel was placed in the lion's den, Cyrus came and he says, Daniel, I know you're down there with the lions, but I have a question, because I heard you preaching all the time when you were working in my service. I just have one question. Was your God able to deliver you from the lions? Daniel said, my God was able. But his power is also prejudicial, because it says, according to the power that works. Where? Within us. If nothing's happening on the inside, don't expect to see much on the outside. Don't expect to see heaven shake in your situation if nothing's happening on the inside. It's got to be happening on the inside for it to show up on the outside, because it says it's according to the power that's working in you. And remember, the power doesn't work in you until your capacity has expanded, and your capacity doesn't expand until your intimacy has expanded. It's got to be working on the inside before you see it on the outside. It's prejudicial. It doesn't come equally to everybody. Daniel 11:32, I love this verse. It says, but the people who know their God shall be strong and pull off exploits. The people who know their God will pull off stuff that go beyond the ordinary, and they become downright extraordinary. Not because they're supermen or superwomen, but because God has the freedom on the inside to show off for them on the outside. Because their intimacy quotient is so high.
Well, Dr. Evans will have another illustration of that point for us when he continues his message in just a moment. First, though, if you could use some help boosting what Tony called your intimacy quotient, we've got a great resource that can help you. His brand new book called Praying Through the Names of God. There's only one God, but the Bible refers to him by several different names, each one with a special meaning that tells us something about his goodness, his power, or how he wants to relate with us. Praying Through the Names of God not only digs into 80 of those names, it's packed with over 300 specific prayers that'll teach you how to connect one of those names with whatever need you may be facing in life. Page by page, you'll find your prayer life growing deeper and more meaningful. So don't wait. Make arrangements to get a copy of Praying Through the Names of God today by visiting us at tonyevans.org. And when you do, please consider helping us to keep this program on the air by making a generous donation. We're a completely listener-supported broadcast. And you know, the summer months are an especially challenging time for ministries like ours. So if you can help us out with a special gift of any size right now, we'd be very grateful. In fact, we'd like to show our appreciation by sending you all 7 CDs in our current teaching series, The Power of Prayer. Today's your last chance to take advantage of this special offer, so be sure to contact us right away. Again, all the details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org. Or you can call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. I'll have that information again for you later on. Right now, though, let's join Dr. Evans for more of today's message.
You look at a woman progressively who is pregnant over a 9-month period of time. And you see the growth on the inside. And everything is moving to that day of delivery when the baby is going to be born. Early on, it's the excitement to find out, I'm pregnant. That's exciting. Can't see anything. But it has become clear that new life has begun on the inside. Then some habits may start to change, or some tastes may start to change. And then comes that day when they get the one-dimensional ultrasound picture where you can see the baby forming in the womb, where there is a heartbeat. And that's exciting. But after a while, that's not enough. That's exciting right then. But the further things go along, now stuff starts moving on the inside. Now, granted, we don't see a live baby yet, but all the indicators are there. The changes have all taken place. And while knowing you're pregnant is nice, seeing a ultrasound picture is nice. Everything is moving toward a delivery. Because you see, it's possible to be pregnant and lose it. It's possible to have an ultrasound picture, but what you wind up with is not what the picture had because something goes wrong. It's possible. So nothing is fulfilled until labor takes place and birth occurs. Now, if you've ever seen a lady in labor, either live or Memorex, or on TV or wherever, you know she's not interested in being sophisticated. She's not that concerned about how she is being perceived. I was in the hospital room when my wife was giving birth. Don't worry, I'm not going to say anything about you. And it was another lady. I'm not crazy now. Okay, there's another lady. That's true, sir. I mean, and she was going through it, labor. I mean, she was like really going through it. And you were hearing noises and hollering and the husband was trying to be nice. He was trying to be an understanding, nice husband. And he was trying to calm her down and say, it's going to be okay. She said, shut up. And she wasn't trying to be mean. It's just the baby was coming. Birth was on the way. That's why verse 21 says, to him be glory in the church. Because to give God glory is to highlight him, to make a big deal about him. And sometimes other folk don't understand what you're going through. Some folk don't understand what you're having to deal with. They don't understand the development that you're going through within. But you know when God is ready to break through, sophistication isn't what you're looking for. Just dressing with a three-piece suit, a shirt and tie, or a nice Sunday dress is not enough. When God is ready to break through, a choir and a sermon is not all you want. You won't be satisfied until you see him. As long as you're satisfied with the preacher, you're not there yet. As long as you're satisfied with the singers, you're not there yet. As long as you're satisfied with the building, you're not there yet. As long as you're satisfied with the program, you're not there yet. Because the person who is intimate and expanding capacity is not satisfied until he shows up. To him be glory in the church. You're making a big deal about him because of the power working within. I'm sure you and your house, like me and mine, have made use of the electrical power strips. The electrical power strips that have like six outlets. You take the little strip and you plug the strip into a wall that only has two. Now what that nets you It's seven outlets. Because you got six on the strip. You plug it into the one with two, so you lose one of those. The one above it is still available. So you now have gone from two to seven because of a strip. In my strip, I have in the back room a computer on it, a treadmill on it, a TV on it, a fax machine on it. In other words, my strip is full of all this stuff that needs power. I got all this stuff in the room that needs power. My problem was I didn't have enough natural outlets to address all my power needs. I had so much stuff going on in the room that I needed extra power beyond that which was naturally possessed in the context of the room. I need an additional source of power. Now, I guess I could have redid the house or redid the room, but I didn't have to go through all that trouble or all that expense, because simply by getting a strip where I could plug these things into, I would increase my capacity for the reception of electricity. And I just want you to know, all those things work on this one strip. On this one strip, all I needed was that one strip, and all of these independent things could come together in one place, draw from one source, and all of them work in their unique way. I know you got all kind of stuff going on in your life. You got your job and you need some power there. You got your family and you need some power there. You've got your finances and you need some power there. You've got your health and you need some power there. You've got some problem over here, you need some power there. Everywhere, you say, how am I going to deal with this? I don't have enough power to deal with this. God has provided a strip. And he says, if you will become intimate with me, I will add additional outlets and expand your capacity. And when I expand your capacity, if you plug in, my power will address everything you can plug into it. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, be glory, honor, and dominion, now and forevermore. To him be glory in the church. How hungry are you? You may say, but Pastor, you understand, I haven't eaten for so long. I can't eat much. But you have to understand the conclusion of the story. At the end of our week of fasting, I went out that first night and I could only eat a few bites. But I kept working at it. Because sometime when you're starting out, you got to force feed it. Getting up tomorrow morning may be a little tough getting up, because you're not used to going to God's presence as the first thing. And it may be a little awkward, but you keep doing it. And all of a sudden, you'll feel the expansion occur. And when you feel the expansion, because of the intimacy, you'll see the power at work.
Dr. Tony Evans, wrapping up not only today's message, but our current series, which he's titled, The Power of Prayer. As I mentioned earlier, we're making this special compilation of messages available as our thank you gift when you support the work of The Alternative with a contribution of any amount. But today is the last time we can make this special offer available, so be sure to visit TonyEvans.org right away to make your request. And don't forget to check out the brand new book I mentioned earlier, Praying Through the Names of God. Again, you can get the details and make your donation online at TonyEvans.org. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, next time, Dr. Evans begins a series he calls Angels, Good, Bad, and Ugly. It'll help you understand who these heavenly beings are, what they can and can't do, and the role they play in our life and faith. I hope you'll join us for that. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, restoring hope, transforming lives.